Members, we will call this meeting to order Thursday, April 30th, Ways and Means Committee. We'll first start off with the welcome to the Minnesota House of Representatives. We appreciate your interest and participation in the legislative process. To ensure everyone can view, hear, and understand today's proceedings, we ask for your cooperation in maintaining decorum and civility throughout this hearing. For the safety, security, and comfort of all attendees, please note the following guidelines. I, the committee chair, maintain control of these proceedings and establish the following expectations. Signs and placards are not permitted in the hearing room. Verbal outbursts, shouting, or disruptive behavior will not be tolerated. Applause or other audible demonstrations are not allowed. For safety reasons, standing or sitting in walkways and aisles or standing or obstructing at your chair is prohibited. If you require any accommodations, please speak with our sergeant staff. They're identified by the gold ties. Troopers and house security personnel are present to ensure everyone's safety. Those providing testimony will be given specific time limits, which must be strictly observed. If you receive an entrance ticket, please retain it, as it may be required for reentry if you leave the hearing room. Failure to comply with these guidelines may result in the removal from the hearing room, or our goal is to conduct these proceedings efficiently while ensuring everyone the opportunity to observe and participate appropriately. Thank you for your cooperation and participation in the legislative process. With that out of the way, Chair Torkelson, have you had a moment to review the minutes?
I have, Mr. Chair, and I move their approval.
Approval of the minutes have been moved. Members, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are adopted. We have four items on the agenda today. We should not be here that long, but we'll see what happens. Depends on how feisty members are today. We had a good night last night. Hope people had good rest, and good to see everybody back today. First up will be the House Budget Resolution. Members, we have an amendment to the current House Budget Resolution. I will move the current budget resolution 06. I will move the current House Budget Resolution 06 to get it before us. I'll ask nonpartisan staff to walk us through the amendment to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. So the changes that are occurring in the budget resolution today reflect a couple of items that were previously passed by the committee. So the OIG bill last night that was passed, the costs are reflected in the larger sum total. So the number on if you're looking at budget resolution 06, on line 1.4, the $41.127 million, that will change to $46.417 million. And so it reflects that change. It also reflects the addition of the health budget bill that was added. That had, as we talked about yesterday, it had a savings of about $2.4 million. And so that line will also be added to the budget resolution. And then the Workforce, Labor, and Economic Development Bill, that is on line 1.14 of the previous budget resolution, and that there was an amendment, so instead of $358,000, that number will change to $399,000. And Mr. Chair, I think that's it.
Thank you. Members, any discussion? Chair Cotizza-Batum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just want to publicly express my confusion and disappointment about this process. I am the co-chair of a standalone committee here in the Minnesota House. We were not provided a budget target for our committees this year. I was told by my co-chair that he was told that he could only pass a single subject bill out of our committee. And now I am seeing bills that are not single subject bills come before this committee and be passed along to the floor. Yesterday, when I brought an amendment to the health bill, which children and families has to be combined with because there is no counterpart in the Senate, I was told that it is too expansive, and it expands the bill of the health bill. Of course it does, because we are a standalone committee. But the only way for us to move the priorities of the children and families of the state of Minnesota is to partner with another bill to go to the Senate and enter into conference committee. And I am just extremely disappointed in what is happening here. And no one has explained it to me. It doesn't make any sense. The Republicans have voted down children and families' priorities twice now. And I would like some background information. I would like some clarification here. What are we doing?
Chair Katisa Batun, would you like, Chair Torkelson, would you like to add anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have empowered the chairs to come to an agreement. Chairs that have come to agreement have brought bills forward, and they have moved through the system.
Chair Katisa, thank you for sharing your frustration. I do not, I will not debate it, will not argue it. I do believe that the things that you brought the other day as an amendment to add on would have been beneficial, would be beneficial for our families, for our young people. I share your frustration. We are in a tied situation here in the House, and much of that frustration is due to the negotiations and the opportunities that we have to work together here. But I do thank you for putting that on the record. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just again, to clarify, the package that we brought forward was bipartisan and non-controversial items, and I do not understand why the Republicans have voted them down. But I appreciate the explanation.
Chair Torkelson.
Mr. Chair, had those been passed out of committee as a bipartisan bill, they would have been considered.
Chair Claiborne.
Thank you very much. I'm wondering, can you please help me understand, Chair Frazier or Chair Torkelson, what happened to the PBS funding bill? Clean bill, both co-chairs on that bill, nothing added to it in the House, brought to this committee, is still sitting in this committee. Everybody says they support it, but it's still sitting in this committee, and it's a clean bill. I don't understand. And there was bipartisan support, unanimous support in committee coming out.
Thank you, Chair Claiborne. Any further discussion, members? With no further discussion, all those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Up next, we have House File 4546. Chair Noor, please approach. I will move House File 4546 to be recommended for placement on the General Register. Chair Noor, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill adjusts fiscal years 26-27 appropriation for the Department of Human Services, the Department of Children and Youth Families focused program to align with the appropriation to the February budget economic focus and includes immediate effective date. That's all it does, Mr. Chair.
Members, any question to the bill? Seeing no questions, I will renew my motion to refer House File 4546 as amended to be recommended for placement on the General Register. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Up next is House File 4548, Chair Katisa Batun.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my understanding that this is going to be amended to be used as a vehicle bill for the House Education.
That is correct, Chair.
Thank you. Forecast.
I will move House File 4548 to be recommended for placement on the General Register. There is a DE1 amendment. There's an amendment labeled DE1. I will move the DE1 amendment. Should we have fiscal staff discuss the DE1 amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Just as Chair Katisa Batun suggested, this is taking the forecast article for education and inserting it into this bill. So similarly to the previous bill that we just heard, this is the forecast bill for education.
Thank you. Members, any discussion? Chair Youakim. Chair Youakim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for having this move forward. This is the forecast article for education that just reflects the February numbers, and we need to have it passed so districts can get their money.
Thank you, Chair. Chair Crenshaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, and thank you. I'm glad to see this bill. Chair Youakim and I had talked moving through in a clean manner. Frankly, right now, and I know some of the earlier discussion about this was frustrations on the uncertainty that's out there. What I just want to say is that we should pass this bill. This will get us through some of the adjustments that's needed. But on a broader part, just saying the quiet part out loud and the frustrations that we may or may not have with targets, the fact of the matter is, folks, we have a budget that we're still reeling from that has caused substantial imbalance, whether that's education or across the board. I think the governor's quote was, if I see major spending, I'm going to veto it. And in fact, one of his actions on that was showing another $50 million cut in special ed. So I suppose we can lament all we want and throw around bipartisan, but the fact of the matter is the money's not there because over the past 3 years, the structure of the how that money was put in place and the programs that we're still trying to cover for are going to cause problems. The latest that we're seeing out there is the UI fund will run out for schools this summer. So I suppose we can sit in here and ask for frustrations and ask the whys and all that, but before we do that, I hope that we look in the mirror and figure out how we got here. So with that, I would encourage passing this bill.
Chair Youakim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Chair Kreisha, for expressing the frustration that we both share on Blue Ribbon Commission. We still have time, though, to chat. We haven't been able to talk about anything because you didn't want to unless we opted into vouchers. So we still have time to work on something and come together. And just want to thank Chair Torkelson and Chair Frazier for giving us the latitude to discuss that. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Well, members, we do still have time. Nothing is final until that final gavel goes down for signing die. With no further discussion, I will renew the motion to refer House File 4548 as amended to be recommended for placement on the general register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Up next, we have House File 1695. Chair Kosnick will move House File 1695 to be recommended for placement on the general register. There is a DE1 amendment. I'll move that amendment. Chair Kosnick, would you like to speak to it?
Beautiful amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, I will renew the motion. All those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Amendment passes. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, Chair Kosnick renews his motion to refer House File 1695 as amended to be recommended for placement on the agenda register. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. That concludes our agenda. Chair Torkelson, do you want to give us a preview for anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We will be meeting at our regular time on Monday, anticipating at this point three bills, the Human Services Budget Bill, Norris Bill that deals with the Medicaid fraud part that is going to the AG's office, and perhaps the Claims Bill, which is this year, I believe, about $5.1 million. So those are the three bills that we are considering at this point. There may be others added as we work our way into the weekend.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With that, this committee is adjourned.